Democrats are pushing for additional aid for the unemployed during the pandemic in the next coronavirus bill. Lawmakers took up the issue in the House Ways and Means Committee. The Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation Program, FPUC, was first passed in the CARES Act. It guarantees an additional weekly $600 benefit to eligible unemployed Americans and was renewed at the $300 level in December. Democrats would like to increase that amount to $400 per week. Republicans, like Kevin Brady of Texas, are pushing back against it, arguing it will incentivize non-participation in the labor force.
We need to help the jobless. But the one-size-fits-all $400 week federal unemployment check on top of the state unemployment benefits means over half of Americans' workers will be paid more to stay at home than to work.
Representative Vern Buchanan, a Republican from Florida, developed his colleague's point further.
You can't just look at the federal piece. You got to look at the state piece and how that impacts everything. If the state of Florida is offering $300 and we're giving them $400, that's $700. 50 weeks, that's $35,000. You're going to take a lot of people out of the workplace, especially in terms of restaurants and everywhere else, where they're not going to have the incentive, not going to want to maybe go back to work.
Across the aisle, Democrats like Representative Steve Horsford of Nevada pushed back on that notion.
Can you live off of $400 a week, honestly? Well, if you can't, then your constituents shouldn't either. And that's ultimately what we're dealing with here. People cannot return to work safely. They want to work. I find it insulting when you say people don't want to return to work because they want unemployment. No, they don't. I listen to my constituents all the time. They want to go back to work, but they can't until we crush this virus.
Separately, representatives in the Education and Labor Committee discussed increasing the minimum wage in the next COVID-19 relief plan. The proposal would increase the federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 per hour by 2025. Republicans cited a report released Monday by the Congressional Budget Office that said that such a move would result in a net loss of 1.4 million jobs. Democrats pushed back, arguing that the current minimum wage, which amounts to a yearly income of just $16,000, is unlivable and allows corporations to take advantage of expensive taxpayer-funded welfare programs. Haley Stevens is a Democrat from Michigan.
It is very well recognized, though, in every shop floor in America that you could not hire someone competitively at the U.S. minimum wage because that is a poverty wage. And so what we are talking about here and debating, as we have done before in this committee, is it acceptable to pay people a full-time living wage that is a poverty wage that does not even get them to $16,000 a year? And frankly, if you're not going to support this initiative to raise the wage, what you are supporting, to my good friends on the other side of the aisle, is the continuation of our ballooned entitlement and benefit system that people have to cling onto to have these jobs that aren't paying them a fair wage.
The House Committee on Education and Labor, controlled by Democrats, voted to pass the minimum wage increase, while their colleagues in the Ways and Means Committee will resume debate on the $400 supplemental unemployment benefits when they reconvene on Thursday. The House Budget Committee will eventually combine separate panels' bills into a massive piece of legislation as part of a process known as budget reconciliation, which would allow Democrats to pass it with a simple majority in the Senate rather than the 60 needed under current Senate filibuster rules. This is Noah Litt, we're reporting from Oakland, California.